פרק י"ד סעיף כ"ו. בעלי חיים אחוזים לכלובם לערב. בעלי חיים was come back to the, if it's the nest, or if it come back to the cage in the night, by night. בעלי חיים שהוגלו בבית, ואף אם הם יוצאים לחוץ דק נחסי לכלובם בערב. אין בהם איסא צדם מהצוי, אבל אופי לצוי מג'בונם. If you've got some animal or bird, which the way is that it always comes back by night to the house, or if it is to the nest, or if it is to the cage, then since it comes back by night, even if the whole day is out, but by night it comes back, there's no issue to say the midaraisa, only midarabonon. Then yaitu ma bait, yesh chashash yignavu, motolei mele nochi latsoidom ureir ha'ora. If they went out the house, since the is only midrabonon to go and hunt them, to go and trap them, then you're allowed to say to a non-Jew to go and help you to go and hunt it. Because amir lakum is drabonon, and this faith is only midrabonon, two drabonon, but mokum hexad, we allow you to do it. In the footnote, he says that the same thing would be if you want to stand in front of this bird that shouldn't run away. If you put it on one side, if it runs out, you go on one side in order that it has to run back to the cage, that you're allowed to do. So if test sein, Ba'al ha'chaim shehuglu bebayit, Ba'al ha'chaim im heim yoytim lachutz, Ya'akal nachsim miklubam v'im alulim nigrom liklubam be'ev. Asher ish atzeitim hu mitrabonon k'mavu le'el. If such sort of Ba'al ha'chaim, which we learned before, that they come back by night, to the place which they were in, if it's the house or the cage. In yotzu miklovim in alulim nigram nizokim. Kosa mishabur the epsh shemotah the sergrim miklov kim shakol kavonos atzedi he kdei shliyodim nizokim. If a person wants to go and bring them back into the cage, bring them back into through the cage, in order that they shouldn't go and do damage outside, then it is a malocha she'en tzricha l'gufa, because you're not going and hunting it in order to use it. You're hunting it in order to shouldn't disturb. If it's a malocha she'en tzricha l'gufa, and the whole issa to go and hunt these sort of animals is midrabonon, because it comes back by night. So you got two drabonon, the mokum hefzad, the chazal allow you to go and hunt it. Erek Yod Zalat Seif Yod Zain. Skiat Zalat Shuniftacha. Closing a door which was opened. Bale Chaim Animtze B'makom Sagor Shabo Yehu Mugda Kinitzud. K'mavo Le'el B'sifches. V'niftacha Zalat Also Lachse L'Segro. V'yesh B'zeh Esetoya. An animal which is inside our room. And the room is, which is considered, the room is considered, it is Seder. That means it's a room which is not big that the animal can run away. Small place. If it's in a room, the same thing. It's in a cage, the same thing. And the door was opened. And if there are death, also lachse l'segra. You're not allowed to close the door. If you close the door in order that it should go and stay in the room, and it, or same thing, it has to stay in the cage, then you're doing seder min ha'toyah. Ach, im Eina Balachayim nimmt er bemocken Godel, sche'enem mugde nitzet. Im Balachayim nimmt er bemocken Godel, sche'enem begede nitzet. Kaze erbe sif sein. Wenn nicht tra delet, muss er lachse le zeigro. Se kiven der ein Isse zöhe bis gies a delet, le gozu rachom nisse zöhe, der boifin sche Balachayim kwa hoi esogu shom. If the animal is in a place which is not God in Seder mit der Reisa, only mit der Abonnen, like we learned before, it's in a big place and you can't go and get hold of it in one run. And in this room, in this cage, the door was opened, then you're allowed to close the door. Because it's only an Issa Midrabonon to go and close the door. Because this room is not considered hunting Minatoya. because it's too big to be hunting in Atez. Only hunting with Rabbonim. And you're closing the door for what? In order to go and not to hunting. That's what Mashmin the Bi'alocha, if you don't have Kavanah for hunting. Oh, then the Alocha is that you're allowed to close the door. Chazal, since only Yosem and Rabbonim, Chazal did not say you're not allowed to close the door. Now, the Sheshach wants to say that if you open the door in a way that the animal doesn't see it sleeping, or the animal's head is in the other direction, then there's no reason why you should not allowed to close the door, because the closing from the door is not taking away from its hunting, because it was still hunted since the animal didn't see that the door was opened. Yeah, since now we are saying that it is the Issa Midrabbanon, then you're allowed to close the door. So any other Issa Midrabbanon, if it's the Midrabbanon, you're allowed to close the door. It doesn't have to be in the same case that the animal is in a big room and it's not considered Seder because it's in a big room. Even if it's in a small room, but it's a sort of animal, a sort of fly or sort of bird, which has no Issa to go and trap it. Midr, I suck a goin that comes back every night by itself, or it's a sort of an animal which it's not usual to go and to trap it, like we learned before, it's only Issa Midrabbanon. Any case, when the Seder is Midrabbanon, Chazal did not make an Issa to go and close the door if it was already opened. Yodchas, mitan ve yeshli zo abedov amotsu shemachnisim oich lo balechayim, hanimtoim tech klov, shlo leftech da delat shla klov lo ravacha, oichin shlo balechayim asuv nevrach. A person has to be careful when a person wants to open a cage or a door in order to give the animals food in a way that if the door would be open, the animals would not be considered hunted, won't be considered seder. He explains the im yiftach as a delt l'ravacha, ye also lo lachse v'nisoygo, mishum is to say that if you open the door wide, then you'll have a problem from seid afterwards. So one has to make sure one doesn't open the door wide when one wants to give them the food, because you'll have a problem from seid. L'chen yiftach as a delt l'pesach tza, o shiachtem b'yodoy, o y'beguf as a pesach, for even shloy tehe afshor l'balachem l'vrach. A person should not open the door wide, should open it only a small amount, that he can put in the food, and the animal won't be able to run away, or he should close it with his, when he opens the door, he should make sure he puts himself in front of the doorway, that the animal can't go and run out, or he should put his hands in front of the doorway, or in front of the window, in any way that the animal won't be able to run out at the time when one goes and gives the animals to eat, and the same thing with birds, no difference between birds and animals, one has to be careful.